I'm Brett Green, and I'm here today at the Tank Museum at Bovington with historian David Fletcher. Thank you very much for joining us, David.
Pleasure.
What sparked your initial interest in military history?
Oh, just coming here.
Right.
We moved down to Dorset, and one day a friend of mine who was in the army came along and said, "You've got to see this place." So I came over here, and that got me going. I suddenly realised there was a whole culture of things. In those days, nobody was interested in tanks. So I could go off and immerse myself in them without treading on anyone's toes, really.
And what sort of time period was that?
Oh, that would have been the early 60s, I guess.
Right, yeah. Okay. And I suppose it would have been a very different place in the early 60s,
yes,
compared
totally.
To today.
Yes, totally. It was structured more for military instruction than anything else.
Yes.
So the tanks were just grouped in sort of national groups everywhere. There was no attempt to relate them to one another. And the only thing I remember about it was the smell.
Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. I suppose in the early 60s as well, and it was the same in Australia, there were a lot of vehicles around, but there wasn't a great deal of emphasis on preservation. There wasn't a great deal of thought given to the value of the vehicles.
No, they had an attitude here, for instance, where because they'd got a Saladin, they couldn't see the need to have a Saracen.
Mm.
Because they're both six-wheel vehicles, and what do you want both for?
Yes.
And I said, well, you do. You need to show all the variations of everything.
Yes, yes,
and
that's right.
I've always been a grabber of things whenever they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And now you'll find they're trying to get rid of them again.
Yes.
Cluttering the place up.
Yes, that's right. When did you realise, though, that military history would be a career for you rather than just an interest?
I don't think I did, really. Mm. I mean, I came here on a regular basis for years, just doing a bit of research. And I spent some years in Australia, then came back again. And one day I walked in and they said, oh, the lady who runs the shop is leaving. And since you've mainly worked in shops, would you like the job? And there was no interview, nothing.
No.
As long as you said yes, you got the job.
Yes.
And then you gradually took over the library work,
yes,
which is,
yes,
much more conducive to my interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And what do you remember what year it was that you started working at?
Oh, exactly, yeah,
yes.
1982.
All right,
April,
yes.
1982, I first worked here.
Right, yes.
Been there ever since.
Yes. So you started out working in the shop.
Yep.
How did it go from that stage to the point today where you're really inextricably linked to the tank
museum?
Well,
I started off in the shop, and I used to do a bit of relief work with the librarian, helping him out, answering queries, that sort of thing. Then he was taken very ill, and I was appointed librarian, and after that it just rolled on and on.
Right.
When George Forty was the curator here, he encouraged me to start writing.
Okay.
So it just kind of grew.
Yes.
Exponentially. There was no plan or anything. I never planned a thing in my life.
Yes, what a fabulous mentor to have, George Forty, too.
Yeah, George was great fun.
Yes.
We got on well together.
Yes, that's right. So can you describe your current role at the Tank Museum?
Well, it's as historian, I'm the one they come to when they've got any really technical queries.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that with the advent of the new museum, we've got new staff, and I've got to bear in mind that I've got to be replaced. So
yes,
we're now sort of gradually educating them up to the same standard.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Mm. So my role is a bit ambivalent at the moment. It's beginning to fade down a little,
yes,
I think.
Right. And I see there's quite a bit of construction going on outside as well.
Yeah, we're putting up a new... Well, what they're doing is erecting a new range of buildings, which are going to be used to house all the tanks that we haven't got room for in the main museum.
Right.
So it's all those scruffy-looking things that need doing up.
Yes.
Stuff that he's fetching in out the rain and that,
right,
sort of thing.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, so the exhibits and bits and pieces that are outside at the moment will be undercover.
Hopefully,
and
yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, yeah, news. That is great news. And do you have a vision for future exhibits or for the museum overall?
Well, I have, but whether it would gel with what the management wants is another matter.
Yes.
I'm actually planning on leaving before long. I've been here far too long anyway. It's about time I left. And therefore, the museum will have to carry on its own.
Yes.
And what I'd like is a more comprehensive collection of World War II and other vehicles, such as are available. There's not many available we haven't got now.
No.
And some more up-to-date stuff.
Yes.
But of course, they'll see this as any new vehicle coming in has to be balanced by one going out.
Yes.
So you don't get anywhere.
No, that's right. And
it's always very tempting to want new things.
Yes.
You've got to get rid of something.
Yes.
Makes it very hard.
That does make it very hard. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Let's talk about David Fletcher, the author, for a little while. I have a number of your books, including The Universal Tank, fantastic book. That was one of the first armour history books, I think, that I really read.
Yeah.
And it gave me a different view of the armour world, really, after I'd read that.
Yeah.
As well as Mr. Churchill's Tanks and a number of Osprey Vanguard and New Vanguard titles. Do you have a tally of how many books you've actually written over the years?
No, I've lost count.
You've lost count.
A lot of them, some of them you can't really call written, they're just photo albums with captions.
Yes.
Others I've written, others I've edited, I just don't know, it's got too many.
Right. Yeah. No, there's certainly plenty and I'm very pleased that you have. And do you have any new titles in the pipeline at the moment?
I've got two for Osprey which I'm working on at the moment. Mm-hmm. One's about the Whippet and the other about the Light Mark VI.
Right, yes.
I've got four or five other titles which I'd like to do if they'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to them.
Yes.
And I've got some heavy-duty, long-winded things that I'd like to do. But again, that's going to depend. If I've got more time at home, more time to write, and, of course, I've still got to sell it.
Yes, that's right.
I'd like to do one on British armoured cars for the Second World War, for instance.
Okay, yes.
But that's a huge subject.
Yes, it really is huge, isn't it?
I'd really like to do that.
Yes.
And 79th Armoured Division, which is my other great favourite.
Yes.
I'd like to do something more detailed on that.
Right, okay. Publishing is an interesting point at the moment, isn't it, where there is still the print publication media around, but there are all the new emerging media as well, with the ability to publish onto iPads and PCs, with multimedia publishing on YouTube and so forth. Have you dabbled in that side of things at all?
I've tried not to. Anything modern terrifies me, so I'll try not to do it. I did a thing, a recording on Little Willy, which they put on YouTube, but it was a conventional recording of me waffling on about Little Willy and its importance, which they thought they'd like to do.
Yep.
But no, otherwise I haven't yet.
Right, no. Most of our readers are going to be fairly keen military modellers. Have you ever dabbled with the plastic at all?
A little bit, years ago, but I was never very good at it.
Right.
And I much prefer research and finding out the technical details than making models. And added to which, where the hell do you put them?
Yes, that's always the problem.
They start taking over the house.
They certainly do.
I collect railway locomotives, that's bad enough.
Yes. Oh, okay.
They take up loads of room.
Right, okay.
Every flat surface is covered in railway locomotives.
Yes. So running or scale models?
They're scale models, they're meant to run, but I won't run them. They're only there as static exhibits, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
And large scale or small
scale? No, only 00 scale.
00 scale? Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, that's very interesting. I suppose we all need something a little bit away from the general work.
I think you do, and especially when you make what is, after all, a sort of hobby into a job.
Yes.
You've got to have something to escape to.
Yes.
And I mean, had it not been for tanks, I would have been probably writing and doing stuff on railways.
Yes.
But there, you're competing with a lot of people who've been at it for years.
Yes, that's
true. You've got to be a bit wary.
Yes.
Whereas tanks, you can write near rubbish and people will buy.
No, well, I'm quite sure you haven't done that. David, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I wish you all the best in your future endeavours.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.